This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Hello, my name is Catherine Bliss, and I direct the Project on Global Water Policy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. I'm here today with Alan Wyatt, Senior Water and Sanitation Specialist at RTI International. An engineer by background, Alan has joined me today to discuss his recent research and publications related to the issue of what is known as non-revenue water, or water that is either lost within supply systems due to leaks and poor maintenance, or used without being paid for by customers. Alan, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Let me start by asking you to offer a broad overview of the concept of non-revenue water, and to suggest some reasons why water utilities, municipalities, and other stakeholders in the water supply process should care about non-revenue water issues.
The amount of water that is produced by utilities in developing countries but either lost or not paid for is really large. About 75 million cubic meters of water per day, which the World Bank estimates to cost developing countries around $6 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars a year. So it's a large problem where people are spending money and not getting the benefit that they should. Now, there are technical methods out there to improve this. It's not a undeveloped science to improve this. It's been done in many countries, including some developing countries. But there's been a lack of focus on this problem, and a lot of that is because targets have not been clear. And that is partly because there have not been good tools that take into account issues that exist in developing countries as opposed to the situation in, let's say, Holland or Germany or the U.S. in order to appropriately analyze the situation and assess the benefits and the costs of dealing with this problem. So I'm hoping that with this model, there'll be an appropriate tool to set a target for how much this problem should be addressed and then plan efforts to reduce the non-revenue water in a rational way.
Thank you. So can you give me some examples of where non-revenue water challenges are particularly significant, either at the local level or the country level, based on your experience?
Sure. There are many cases in Africa where water utilities are unfortunately not well managed and revenues are low, often due to low tariffs. And the infrastructure has deteriorated, and the climate, that is, the climate within the institutions, doesn't foster good stewardship of the resource and the infrastructure to deliver water to people. So things have gone downhill, so to speak. Now, these problems are particularly bad where there are water scarcity issues, and that compounds the problem even more. Arid locations, for example.
Now, you and your colleagues have developed a new model for calculating a reasonable, or what I think you've called optimal, amount of non-revenue water for utilities in developing countries. And you've said a bit about this model, but can you say what was lacking in the previous models that were available and how this model can be useful for those utilities and other operators who are seeking to recoup some of the losses in this area?
Yeah, certainly. Most of the models that have been published and adopted by the IWA, which is the International Technical Group on this subject, have been from developed countries and focused mainly on physical leakage, you know, pipelines bursting and water leaking out, and not on what is known as commercial losses, which is losses because people don't pay for water, water is stolen, meters are damaged, or meters don't accurately record water. There is some information on that end, but most all of it is focused on the leakage as opposed to the broader picture of water losses. So what this model does is it combines both of those in a framework that's similar to the models that have been developed for just leakage, puts the two together in a way that gives a more holistic view of what's going on and what makes sense to do about it.
So where have you been able to apply this model, and what have been the results so far when you've presented some of the data to decision makers in those areas?
I've done the application of the model to around 30 countries, and in some cases a number of locations within those countries, using secondary data, that is data that's published in reports or on the internet, either directly from utilities or often water regulators have good data on performance of utilities. So that's given me, or that has allowed a sort of quick application of the model in that number of countries, and those are from Latin America, Asia, Africa, a little bit in Eastern Europe. I've done more detailed investigation in several other countries, namely, this is working with utilities or regulatory agencies in these countries, and those include Uganda, Zambia, Jordan, and Brazil. And as far as results, the presentation of even the secondary data has been of great interest to a number of people. I presented at several IWA conferences, and in fact, the paper that I presented in 2009 in Sao Paulo in Brazil was rated by the technical committee of that conference as the most significant paper, which I was very proud of. But also the presentation in Kampala, there were a number of African utilities there, and I have kept up some informal exchanges of information and developed some of those relationships, like in Uganda and Zambia, into more in-depth analyses. I mean, what it generally shows is that the utilities have a ways to go, some more than others, to get them down to the optimal level. And that's both good news and bad news, in that they could do better, but it also means that there's an opportunity. There's water that can be used to help serve customers and improve health and economic situation in the countries. So I'm real pleased with the results so far.
Well, thank you. So finally, let me just ask you to say a few words about where you see this work going, what direction you see it taking in the future.
Well, two things. One is that I'm working on a more enhanced model that will look at what specific actions within the area of non-revenue water make the most economic sense given the conditions in a given location. In other words, should you focus on meters? Should you focus on regulating pressure in your water distribution system? What things should you do first, and which things should you do second, et cetera, et cetera? So that's one thing. And that would be collaborative work with utilities in specific situations. It's quite a big job. But in addition to that, even using the existing model, the direction I see this going is to integrate it into projects that either donors or governments or utilities themselves are developing, so that the model can be useful for setting targets for those utilities for reducing non-revenue water, or looking at water resources and planning their future water resources, or perhaps looking at how non-revenue water would improve the situation with rising tariffs, et cetera, et cetera. So those are two ways I see things going from here.
Well, Alan Wyatt, Senior Water and Sanitation Specialist at RTI International, thank you very much for taking the time today to share your views on the issue of non-revenue water, and good luck with your work and future endeavors.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My pleasure.